Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to call a spade a spade. The Venezuelan dictatorship is one more link in the chain of transnational terrorism. Its corrupt structures are the handmaidens of drug cartels. Its followers are adherents of the mafia and fuel the violence in Colombia. The dictatorship lays refuge to murderers and the rapists of children. And those who ignore these facts are, by their silence, accomplices of the dictatorship. They are complicit with its actions. My government has credible and resounding proof that corroborate the support lent by the Venezuelan dictatorship to criminal and drug trafficking groups and narco-terrorist groups that are operating in Venezuela and pursuing their activities in Colombia as an assault on our nationhood. As President of Colombia, I will hand over the evidence underpinning this claim to the President of this Assembly and to the Secretary General of the United Nations. This dossier, which I hold up before you now, of 128 pages, contains overwhelming proof that demonstrates the complicity of the regime of Nicolas Maduro with the terrorist cartels who are attacking the people of Colombia. Addressing the international community, I say that we will submit to your attention a list of some 20 criminals who betrayed the generosity of the Colombians and today reside in various cities of Venezuela, supported by and protected by the Venezuelan dictatorship. We will also reveal to you the location of more than 1,438 armed men belonging to the most dangerous and radical wings of the ELN. And we can also share with you, we will indeed share with you, 207 sites controlled by this criminal organization, the ELN, in Venezuelan territory. The testimonies of Venezuelan citizens who complain of the presence of the ELN in their territory, and the undeniable presence of these criminals in training camps in these areas, as well as the existence of 20 landing strips used for the nefarious and underground activities of drug traffickers, are unequivocal proof of the dictatorship's sponsorship of these criminal structures of transnational organized crime. Venezuela, my fellow presidents, has become a breeding ground for criminal activities linked to the ELN, criminal activities which are no respected for borders. Those